Dreamscape presents The Church of Dead Girls by Stephen Dobbins, narrated by George Newbern. Prologue. This is how they looked. Three dead girls propped up in three straight chairs. The 14-year-old sat in the middle. She was taller than the others by half a head. The two 13-year-olds sat on either side of her. Across the chest of each girl was an X of rope leading over her shoulders, down around her waist, and fastened in the back. All three girls were barefoot, and their ankles were tied to the legs of their chairs. Even so, the ropes were loose as if to hold their bodies erect rather than to keep their living selves prisoner, meaning they had been tied after they were dead. I didn't witness this. I only looked at the photographs my cousin showed me. There were many photographs. And he said the police had a videotape of the entire attic, but I never saw it. Perhaps the chairs were 2 feet from one another. Because of the dryness of the attic, the girls looked old. They didn't look like teenagers anymore. They were gaunt and bony and resembled women in their 70s. A large air conditioner and dehumidifier had been kept running all day long, day after day, and the moisture had been sucked from their bodies. They were dried out, and their skin looked like dark, wrinkled paper. But they were not equally dried out because they had been killed at different times, so the girl killed most recently looked youngest. The girls' heads were tilted back or to the side. The one in the middle had blonde hair. Long strands hung across her face. The others had brown hair. All three had hair down to the middle of their back.